Hey, it's your old buddy Justin McElroy, the best bestie, as I'm sure you've come to think of me. What you're about to hear is the audio version of a little video special we shot during PAX East. It may not make complete sense without the associated imagery, but we did not want you to feel left out, you, our beloved audio subscribers. If you'd like to see the associated imagery, you can go to youtube.com/polygon. That is our website for videos. So go watch it there or listen to it here if you like, if that's your thing. Enjoy. Everybody, my name is Justin McElroy, and I know the best game live from the floor of PAX East.
Hey, my name is Griffin McElroy. I'm at PAX East, too. My game's pretty good also.
Hey, my name is Chris Plant. My game's like 3 minutes in heaven.
Are you at PAX?
Yeah!
Hey, I'm Russ Frustick, and PAX East is happening, and the games are happening here!
That's what he looks like when he talks constantly.
Bits. Here on the Besties, we each pick the best games of the week. They fight each other in Mortal Kombat.
Or Pokemon,
however you describe it. And then their best game goes up against our current reigning champion, which is still Journey. Chris Plant, give me 10 seconds on why Journey is the best game of the year.
Journey is a game that you play and you can't talk to each other online, and it's going to solve Middle East.
All right, it will bring about peace.
Peace in the Middle East.
Griffin, how are we going to decide who pitches first this week?
I've been brainstorming this one for a while, and I think it would behoove us to joust!
Wow, blind! He did it blind!
I'm Russ Frustick from the Besties, and Mark of the Ninja is the best game of PAX East. We are here with Jamie.
Thank you.
And I didn't congratulate you, but that's fine. Jamie, you've made a game that is like an ode to stealth gamers. Like, stealth gamers have always wanted this like hardcore, like, get seen and you're in deep trouble kind of ninja game. And I think a lot of people have been making that game lately.
Yep.
Looks like you made it.
Thank you. Ninja is a game where I actually wanted to feel like you're actually a ninja. And so most ninja games that we played, you know, besides Tenchu, which was, what, 12 years ago or something like that, you're going around and stabbing everybody.
Right.
Now, we already made a stabby game,
right.
So we're done with that.
Right.
So
this is not around, Shank.
This is not Shank. This one, you're seen, you're dead.
Right.
Right. So for us, we want to make a game where you're actually a ninja. If you're the best ninja in the world, they didn't even know you were there.
Right.
And that's the game this is.
Okay. So you can, like, stealth kill guys, you can latch on walls, grappling hooks.
Yep.
Everything about a ninja you could expect.
You can dangle people on the chain. If people see the guy dangle on the chain, they get terrified. You can lay traps. You can distract them.
Vision cones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alertness indicators.
Yep.
Ninjas. Like, really, who could vote against ninjas? Is what I'm asking.
It's more like, who doesn't like ninjas?
Who doesn't like ninjas? Yeah,
exactly.
People who hate freedom also hate ninjas. That's and ice cream. They, you know, I think very clearly, everyone loves ninjas.
Thank you very much.
And everyone loves Mark of the Ninja, the very best game of PAX East. Russ Frustick approved.
Cheers.
It's just tough sometimes.
Hey guys.
Hey.
How's it going? How about that game?
Why didn't we just edit it? Why did you have to run the whole way?
Because it's authentic.
Your game sounds interesting.
Doesn't
it
sound cool?
I've liked the rest of their work. I'm a fan of the studio.
But here's the thing. People who
didn't...
No, yeah. No. I'm talking about people who played Shank and were like, about Shank. This is nothing like Shank. Completely different side-scrolling stealth game for, like, it feels like Metal Gear Solid,
okay. But
2D side-scrolling. And everything you'd expect from a stealth game, from, like, shadows and lighting and everything you'd expect, is in there. They jammed all that stuff into a 2D side-scrowing game. What's wrong with this?
It sounds like a cartoon game for kids, but it's too violent. And if my kids played it...
No, but...
It sounds way too violent for
you
me.
You shouldn't let your kids play it.
Hey,
that's not responsible.
Guys, do you remember when Metal Gear became a 3D game, and then we had three dimensions?
Yeah, because everyone loves the latest Metal Gear game.
Hey, this is Yokojima's magnum opus.
Who's next?
Hey guys, it's Chris Plant, your favorite bestie, and I have your favorite game from PAX East. It's called Super Time Force, and it is f***ing incredible. Like, think Contra, but anytime you die, you just keep going. It rewinds a little, and the person you just played as becomes like this kind of ghost run, like in a racing game, and you just keep shooting stuff. So say you die 5 times, you have 5 versions of you just covering the entire screen in bullet hell, and it is incredible. You die, and you die, and you die, and then you just keep f***ing killing things, and it's heaven. Okay guys, I'm here with Nathan, the co-founder of Capybara Games, and he's gonna tell you why Super Time Force is so much better than all of your shitty games.
Yeah, first of all, it's got the craziest pixel art of all time, maybe. It's got cat petting, it's got guys from the 80s, it's got jokes, and most importantly, it has a really awesome rewind time and play essentially co-op with yourself functionality.
How many people can you get on screen?
Most we've done is 500 copies of yourself playing.
500! Yeah. On one screen! So, that was fun. We're just here because of the power of cutting. So I did Super Time Force, and it was my game of the week. It's great, right?
To me, it looks a little hectic for my taste. For my gaming, I like slow-paced one character that I can follow and really connect with. I can connect.
Dullard. You're Dullard?
Sorry?
You're slow, and you can't play fun games.
Can I have the respect microphone? Can I hold the respect microphone?
You're so close.
I just wanted to say that Albert Einstein said that if time travel was real, we'd all know about it, because time travels would come from the future to tell us about it.
Wait. Did he say it just like that? Was that a recorded quote?
He said in quote, time travels.
Can I not be in the middle of this wrestling match beef right now?
I'm saying your game is false, it's patently untrue, it's against the Bible, and it's against Einstein. 2 out of 10.
What about you?
I'm a little worried. No, I like what they're doing, but I gotta say, I don't know, whatever Griffin said, I agree.
Hi, I'm Justin McRoy, and Guacamelee is the best game at PAX East. I'm here with Chris McQuinn, who's the designer on the game. Chris, do you agree with me this is the best game here?
Yes, without a doubt. Best game here.
There was hesitation, Chris. That's not making my case.
Well, here's the thing. You gotta be really careful when you're saying the best game, but...
Own it!
But this game is the best game here in PAX, for sure.
This is the secret. You've gotta visualize what you want, and then you gotta take it.
Okay, give me a second. I'm gonna visualize. Yeah, okay, we got this.
Yes.
This is definitely it.
Now, can you give me the real brief overview of Guacamelee?
Sure. So Guacamelee is set in this Mexican folklore culture, and essentially you're the hero who's a luchador, and it's a brawler primary, and it's a Metroidvania world. So as the game progresses, you're going to gain new moves, you're going to access new areas, and we also have another really interesting aspect, such as dimension switching between the dead world and the living world. There's a ton of stuff we're putting into it.
Two genres. That's right, two genres. How many game genres do your games have, nerds? Just one? Yeah, too bad.
So Guacamelee. It looks really... I was a big fan of Mutant Blob's Attack. I remembered it on the first try, which is pretty shocking. I love you guys. Your game naming.
Bias.
It's not...
Biased journalism.
Okay. It looks really promising. What did you guys think from the video that you watched of me doing it?
I really like their games. I don't want to be mean to them. I like their games, too.
This is a problem. You don't have to be mean to them.
You think they're too nice. That's the problem. We can't spit fire.
Yeah, they're horrible. They bring out the hate of my body, and they turn it into flowers and rose petals and unicorn kisses.
Griffin, are you willing to...
I thought it looked like too much of a knockoff of Hum Assassin. It's another kind of chip dip.
Griffin is headed down the escalator of shame as a group.
We've left. How about you, Russ?
Bye, Griffin.
I
want to
make sure you don't miss Griffin. Bye. I thought the game looked okay. I like the fact that you can transform into a chicken, which you didn't mention. Did you see that part?
Yeah, you can transform. It's sort of like the morph ball.
It's like the morph ball in Metroid, but you can become a chicken.
Yeah. I'm pointing this mic at you. I don't need to.
Yeah, I've got a mic. But I liked it.
You know,
I like my game better, though.
You know what's weird? I've watched a lot of videos on the internet and stuff. I don't see people talking about mics nearly this much. It makes me think maybe people aren't aware enough.
Why don't you see more people talking about mics?
That's a good question.
You know?
Like I think we're missing something.
Maybe if there had been more mic discussion, I would have been better prepared.
Hey, Griffin.
Can we talk about my game? Hey, everybody. I'm Griffin McElroy for the Besties. This is a minor. We're here to talk about the best game that's at PAX East. It's called Retrograde. It's a game about a mischievous spaceship that eats bullets to get strong.
Well,
it's so cool you play it with a guitar.
Well, that's not quite what it's about. Actually, time's flowing backwards, and you're undoing your shots. You're actually unfiring them, and the spaceship isn't eating them as much as unfiring. So, like, time is going backwards.
Don't you dare embarrass me like that again in front of the camera crew. Don't do it again. I'm the Besties Kingmaker. I can destroy your game. Don't you ever. Not never.
I'm sorry, okay? Yeah.
So apparently in Retrograde, you're actually, time is going backwards, and instead of firing bullets out, you have to catch them. Just do it. Just tell us.
So Retrograde is the world's first game played where time is going in reverse. So the idea is, you're a spaceship pilot, you just fought an epic space battle, destroyed the final boss, the credits roll, but unfortunately all the explosions cause massive damage to the space-time continuum, and now time itself is flowing in reverse. So during the game, the idea is you have to undo the space battle as it was done to protect the space-time continuum. So what that entails is your shots have energy signatures returning to your ship. So those go from right to left. You have to get your ship in the correct position and unfire them when they hit your ship. And all of that is timed to the beat of the original tunes we have for the game. So it looks like a spaceship shooter, but it's actually a rhythm game.
So it's a game all about changing the ending to the game.
Yes, well,
why didn't you call it working at BioWare? So that was my game. It's Retrograde. It looks pretty fun, right?
I'm happy to be able to dust off since my friends at Harmonix aren't going to let me dust off my plastic instruments.
Thanks for nothing, Harmonix.
Hey, do you remember that quote from Einstein about time travel?
This is what I'm saying. How many games about time travel do you need? They cancel each other out. You guys are both disqualified. What?
Mine's in a space tech future.
So, mine is too. It takes place in space.
There's a gravitational distortion field. He explains it. Were you not watching the video? What were you doing when you weren't watching the video?
I wasn't watching the video.
Guys, I'm an empath, and being in the middle of these hostility waves is really crashing me out right now. I'm really starting to have a little mini panty.
Retrograde is the best game of the week, hands down. Does anybody have any arguments against that?
Yeah, I...
It doesn't sound like anybody has any arguments.
What Russ has a mic.
I do have an argument, but I was being very
Russ is the only one who can stand up for his game. But I have a mic.
I feel like
back.
This game has gotten like attention over the 9 years that it's been in development. I think we got to share the love a little bit. Mega Burnout Retrograde. Yikes. Sorry guys.
Sorry guys.
But it's been in development for a while. Am I
sorry,
wrong?
One guy.
It's 9 years. You know what else was in development for 9 years? Titanic. And they're releasing that again. Twice.
Ooh.
Mark quality, stamp of quality. Retrograde 3D confirmed 2016.
Yeah, I'll wait for Retrograde 3D and then that can be my best game of 2016.
Right.
You're king of the burns! That's like Titanic.
It's been an honor to burn with you, gentlemen.
Let's all stand here and burn together. No, hey, I like Guacamelee a lot better. It looks really cool, it has graphics. And there's co-op moves, and you can play with a friend, which is really great.
What are you doing now? You can't bring back your game.
No, we're fighting for who has the
maybe
best game.
You haven't been on
maybe,
this goddamn
maybe
show before.
Maybe you've heard this. Real quick, have you listened to Besties?
You should check
what,
it
what
out.
What is that?
Besties.com.
Is it on iTunes?
It's not there. You can search on iTunes.
Did we not secure Besties.com?
We did not
no,
get
we
Besties.com.
We didn't.
I'm sorry. It's unfortunate. But
Please don't register Besties.com. We'll get it eventually. We'll get it tomorrow. Please don't.
Do we have at Besties?
We don't have anything. We didn't brand at all.
You'll find us.
We do have at Polygon, though.
It's a good website. Listen, guys, I think we're running out of time. I don't want to stand here. This mic's super heavy. I think there's one way we're going to figure this out.
Joust.
And that's with Joust!
get out of here. Russ, your game wins with the ninjas. It's not as good as Journey. And everyone get out. It's the middle of the night.
Bestie!